But Dad, you promised. Those words can cut like a knife. Words coming back to haunt you. A promise you hoped would have been forgotten. Maybe a gesture you hoped no one saw. Words blurted out in a moment of passion. Words you hoped no one heard. And then the resulting condemnation. The inevitable accusations. And now, what we share digitally is never forgotten. Nothing ever leaves social media. We regularly see the careers and lives of the famous and not so famous be taken down by something they posted long ago. Everyone is watching. Everyone is listening. And it seems like everyone is accusing. So the theme for this meditation from Luke chapter 6 is being seen, being heard, being known, and being mindful of our actions so that others see the best of the peace of God in what we say, what we think, and what we do. So regardless of it being the start or the finish of your day, this gift of divine meditation is yours to enjoy. A quiet place to be transparent with your thoughts, and a sanctuary, if you will, to absorb and reflect the peace of God. So begin by taking several deep belly breaths. With each breath, let your eyes begin to slowly and softly close, almost without effort. And for a moment, rest in this place of support, a time of pardon, and a moment of peace with God's Spirit and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 5, and as I lead us, just respond softly and simply, God's peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. God's peace. Spiritually calm with life joy in God's favor are the maintainers of peace. God's peace. For they will express his character and be called the sons of God in peace. God's peace. Rest here once more for another moment, just breathing, breathing deeply and softly, letting those words become yours, contemplating the mercy, grace, and salvation of God by whispering God's peace. This may be hard, but take this moment to note how you react emotionally when you are accused, criticized, or condemned. What emotions did the Spirit bring to your attention? What are they? Don't feel shame or guilt over them. They're just emotions. Take a moment to let your mind drift through how you feel when you feel falsely accused. Feel bitter or angry, perhaps defensive. Well, those are not the thoughts of God, so as they drift in, just note them, be aware of them, but let them drift away as you allow the Holy Spirit to make you mindful and thankful for God's gift of humility. Grant access for the Holy Spirit to renew your mind to the mind of Christ. Center on thoughts of peace and forgiveness. Center too on your breathing. Let wandering thoughts slip away with each deep belly breath you take. Just inhale thoughts of peace. And exhale thoughts of bitterness or anger. Distracting thoughts of condemnation may still float by. That's understandable. But don't focus on them. Let them remind you to come back and center on the sacred words, God's peace, for several moments. Continue by listening to God's Word, and this is the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by Luke. His ministry was to those often regarded as outcasts. Can you relate? Well, imagine it then being written to you. Receive and savor each word for you from Luke through the Holy Spirit from Luke chapter 6, verse 37 in the New Living Translation. My dear outcast friend, I'm not blind to the difficulties or circumstances you endure and are accused of. But please remember what Jesus said. Do not judge others. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others or it will all come back against you. And finally, my friend, forgive others and you too will be forgiven. What emotions were stirred as you read this note of thanksgiving and profession from Luke? Once more from Holy Scripture, do not judge others and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, for it will all come back against you. Forgive others and you will be forgiven. Where is the Holy Spirit guiding your mind after hearing these words? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute and contemplate opportunities to show people love and not anger, forgiveness and not condemnation. Allow this second, expanded divine reading, now from the Contemporary Standard Bible, to be experienced as a prayer from you to the Lord. A prayer of reflecting the peace of God when you are accused by the world. Dear Lord God, only by your grace, your mercy, and your strength, please help me to not judge, for then will I not be judged. Give me the grace to not condemn, for then I will not be condemned. And give me the mercy to forgive, for then I will be forgiven. When I give, it will be given to me, a good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into my lap. For with the measure I use, it will be measured back to me. So please let others see you in my actions. And it's in the name of Christ I pray. Amen. For the next minute, let these words become yours in a whispered, intentional prayer, a deliberate prayer that others see God's peace in you, in your words, in your time, and before your God. Listen to this passage now a third time. Don't study it too closely, but rather ponder how they make you feel. Listen to this wider passage now from the Contemporary English Version. Jesus said, "Don't judge others, and God won't judge you. Don't be hard on others, and God won't be hard on you. Forgive others, and God will forgive you. If you give to others, you will be given a full amount in return. It will be packed down, shaken together, and spilling over into your lap. The way you treat others is the way that you will be treated." What did you encounter in this passage? What moved you the most, and why? Well, while resting in imaginative contemplation, return to Luke writing this letter. Return, in fact, to first century Jerusalem as an early follower of Christ, a member of the way, feeling freedom, hope, and forgiveness in Christ, but yet still surrounded by false accusations, persecution from Rome, torment from the Jewish leaders, perhaps even oppression from within your own home or friends or family. Be honest. How do you react to the cruel accusations? You're safe here. You can be honest. Converting Luke's words to these early believers as words for you today. Whispered words of peace. Your words in your time to your God. Take all the time that you need. Stay here for a while longer, centering on those sacred words, God's peace. Words to guide you through times of judgment and anger and anxiety. We all feel them occasionally, don't we? Feeling defensive when we're accused, attacked, or condemned. Well, intentionally set out to be mindful of who you might encounter on your path that may also be feeling judged. Maybe an old friend or new. How can you be the peace of God to someone trying to find their own peace? Well, ponder that. And when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or nightfall, watch for moments to reflect the peace of God opportunities to extend love, grace, and mercy to those around you. For it will be then and there that you will encounter the true peace of God. So let me pray this closing benediction over you now to not judge others. Do not judge. Do not condemn others. And finally, forgive others, and you too will be forgiven. Now may the forgiveness of Christ, the grace of the Father, and the guidance of the Spirit, and an encounter with God be with you now and always. Amen.